And we're off.
Yeah.
We're back after a hiatus.
A brief hiatus. About what, yep. 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks. Just about.
Yeah. It's not so bad, though.
Yeah. I'm back with new, sound effects.
Fucking right. Thing sucks!
Oh, man, Bill O'Reilly.
Classic Bill,
man.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live! Fuck it!
Fuck it!
Oh, man, I had a blast.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, that one was good.
And this is the premiere visual.
Oh, yeah, the visual component.
Podcast.
Yeah,
we're in the 21st
yeah.
century now, Juan.
I guess so, man. I can't show my face, man. I'm going to do like Slipknot style.
Just like, you worried people hunting you down?
Yeah, man, the angry mob of the internet. You gotta be, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Gotta be.
Talking that shit, Juan.
I do. I mean, I'm letting, I can't defend some things I say. So.
You should always be able to defend anything you say, Juan.
I don't have that much conviction. Not anymore.
Well, you should be able to defend it. It doesn't have to be right.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. Nobody knows what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
Not even people who think they do.
Dude, I was telling you earlier, I'm going to go back to this, what I told you earlier today.
Yeah.
When I was, have you heard that phrase, you can't make a little rain without some thunder?
Yeah.
Do you know what that means, the connotation?
Yeah, it means you can, sometimes you got to do things and you're going to shake things up, right? It's just the way of the world.
For me, the connotation was going to the restroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little bit more crude.
So I'm very, I'm vulgar as hell. But yeah, like, so today for some reason, dude, I fucking, that shit smelled, dude. Like, it smelled like sulfur. Like, I was just, most guys, I don't know if ladies do this, but, when you have to pee, sometimes you let out a little gas, right? Mm-hmm. So, hence the phrase. You can't have a little rain without some thunder, right? So I was doing my business, and then what do you know? Like, it smells like a sulfur mine. And I'm like,
that's
damn,
fucking
what am
gross.
I eating, dude? I'm like, damn, man, am I stressing out my butt? Look, I'm drinking this fucking Monsters and shit. And
there you go.
That's
the culprit.
It's not too bad, dude. This is good for you.
I don't know if anybody wants to hear about your farts.
No, I think it's for the... it's like an icebreaker, you know what I'm saying?
It's breaking something.
Yeah, man. Damn, man. The news. What have you missed so far, like, in the past, like, 2 weeks?
Oof. We've missed some shit, man. So, I guess, actually, not in the past 2 weeks, but I was reading up a couple days ago about the whole Julian Assange thing.
Who's that? That sounds like a member of NSYNC. Who's that?
A member of NSYNC. Who's Julian, that kind of does, doesn't it?
Julian Assange? Yeah. Uh-huh. Is that One Direction or something?
No, I wish. Julian Assange is one of the, I don't know if you'd call him whistleblower.
Yeah, he was a whistleblower in the Obama era, right?
Yeah, I don't know if he's a whistleblower, though. I forget the definition of whistleblower. But he's the guy who essentially started WikiLeaks.
Right.
And kind of expose the government of the atrocities that they committed in, like, Iraq and Afghanistan, and just some other things like Hillary's emails. He's the one who exposed that, and other things.
Yeah, I think his whole thing, if I remember correctly, was like the climate gate thing. Do you remember that?
No.
Where there are multiple correspondences between different, like, officials in the UN talking about climate change, and it was kind of like a conspiracy. The conspiratorial, like, people of the right kind of ran with it and were like, see, there's evidence that it's all fake, it's all a political plot,
right?
Well, more Alex Jones than anyone else.
Yeah, of course.
But this is all a scheme, okay? They're turning the frogs gay.
Beautiful impression, Juan.
Yeah, I've been working on my impressions, man.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been working on, like, Hannibal Buress.
Oh, give me a handle.
Yeah. Hold on. I have to make sure. Hey, man.
I'm Hannibal Buress.
No. It's one of those. All I got is the, hey man. No, wait, shit. Let me see. I have to.
We're working on it hard.
I have to iterate. Hey man. Yeah, that's all I got. Because the way the he says, "Hey man," a certain way.
Yeah, he does.
Hey man.
No.
That's it.
No.
Hey man. I can't do it. I lost it. Too much pressure. Too much pressure on the spot.
You got to work on that.
Well, I just got performance anxiety, man. That's what
it's
it is.
Okay.
anyway, so what was I saying? Julian Assange, what about him?
Yeah, so there was a release of some document apparently saying that he is a court case where he's being, tried or charged. He's being charged. And it wasn't supposed to come out, but apparently it's on the records now, which gives people to believe that somehow they anticipate in catching Julian Assange at some point. And I don't know if you know, but the whole deal with Julian Assange, he was in London and was going to get tried for some charges or something, and the Ecuadorian embassy allowed him to stay over there to kind of evade those charges, just so the government couldn't, you know, lock him up away forever for the things that he did. And I believe he's still at the Ecuadorian embassy, and he's just kind of camping out there waiting, you know, hoping that the British aren't going to arrest him as soon as he steps foot outside, which is probably what's going to happen if he does.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing, I think I read somewhere that apparently the Ecuadorians want him out of the embassy.
Damn. Why?
So they're trying to do dealings or something with the British government. I'm not sure. I didn't do enough research.
He's like, he does not shower. he does not shower very much.
I think he might be kind of a nuisance or something.
He say he depressed, but you know, we just know he's stinking up the place, and every time he call house service, he don't answer. So British, do what you want. I don't know.
I think they might be trying to do a deal, just because, you know, like, they might just have him there, and they're just like, "Eh, we're sick of him. He's a bargaining chip. We can get something we want." You know, I could see that too.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if like for what crimes is he going to be charged?
Well, they found him with some, I think, sexual. I don't even want to say, because I don't want to get
it wrong. That was the problem, right? The Obama administration, when he leaked some information about surveillance,
just about the government
spying surveillance against the citizens or whatever.
That was Snowden, I think, is what you.
Oh, that was Snowden.
Yeah, because he was the guy exposed the NSA.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
true.
Julian Assange was the guy who exposed like some atrocities of war.
I see. Yeah. So I just don't know what he would be tried with, in the sense of, or why they would want to. Maybe. I know that they were trying to conjure up charges of sorts. I think
yeah, they were looking for things. But he had some things on the books. That's the thing. So they were able to get him on those and then, you know, carry his sentence out further, you know, through that. That was their plan. But they didn't get to, because he, you know, fled to the embassy in London.
He should just move to, what other country would... I mean, I don't know. Like, why don't you just serve the time then?
Because he's an enemy of the state, or an enemy
of but what
nation?
He's not coming to the U.S. Obviously, like,
yeah.
He's never coming back. But
when
I'm
you're
saying
at that
like,
level of notoriety, like,
oh,
they'll do shit to you that you probably don't want to have done to you.
I see what you're saying. You're saying if the British, I see. If the British get a hold of him, they're
yeah,
because
they could
extradite
him to the U.S. Yeah, and then he's completely fucked. Like, oh, we don't know what Julian is anymore. Meanwhile, he's in Guantanamo Bay getting fucking pitchfork up his ass. Whatever the hell they do over there.
Yeah. Waterboard.
Yeah, waterboard, quote unquote. Actually, that shit's already bad enough, I'm sure.
Waterboarding?
Yeah, because it's like simulated drowning. Could you imagine being drowning? just almost, for hours at well, in the day.
That would suck. That's traumatic.
Yeah. That's like PTSD inducing for sure.
Yeah, fuck you up, man. I don't know. I mean, he's in quite the conundrum. He shouldn't have done it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm glad
can't
he did
handle
it.
The crime. Can't do the time. What was it? What did they say?
If you can't do the crime, wait. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Yeah, there you go. So we fucked that up.
I don't know. I'm surprised Obama was as like. I know it seems like I criticize Obama a lot, but it's more because I was cynical after he got elected because he was kind of like perpetuated.
Change.
Yeah, he kind of perpetuated a lot of the things that he railed against. So, but I mean, it's kind of par for the course kind of thing, right? So,
I'll give anything for Obama though now.
Oh, I mean, comparatively,
yeah.
I think in a lot of ways, yeah. I think he's a lot. I think he might be a lot easier to work with. Like, he's a lot more rational because you can work with somebody who's rational.
Yeah, intelligent people can make informed decisions.
Right. But yeah, obviously Trump. You know, he's kind of.
I didn't give a shit about politics when Obama was. In office.
But that's kind of the problem, too. A lot of people, like, slept yeah, on, like, Obama. Like, they kind of let their ideals fall to the wayside because, you know.
Yeah, they're like, he's doing most things right, and they're just like, eh, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, and that's kind of my problem with, like, any party, really. Like, they don't stick to their guns once they're in office, right? Like, they don't really hold any real principles once
I think
once
Obama probably did as good of a job as he could, minus some of the NSA kind of stuff. But then again, I don't know how much power he had to really control the NSA because it was being built during the Bush era.
Right. He got the last 4 years of it.
Yeah. Kind of what... So it's like if it's already an infrastructure that's been built,
yeah.
What else can he do but support it? He's the president. You know, he can't just dismantle it.
Well, Congress. The problem is like Congress. Kept pushing the support for it, right?
Yeah.
So they kept re-signing or reappropriating, but you know, you get the point. They just kept rolling over the Patriot Act every time, and I mean, he could have easily like not signed the Patriot Act again to renew it for another whatever 4 years,
right?
But at this point, we're in perpetual war, right? With the, I think this has been the longest war that the U.S. has been in the Middle East.
Probably.
20 years going on, maybe.
Jesus.
So,
it's true, isn't
almost
it?
Almost 20 years. But yeah.
So long.
That is fucking long. And, I mean, I don't know, man. It's kind of, I honestly don't know what Julian is. If I was Julian Assange, I would maybe hope to. It's kind of hard to like go anywhere at this point and really do anything. You're kind
what
of
you
fucked
mean?
He's kind of in a position where he either has to go with an enemy of the U.S. and then make him look even worse, because I'm pretty sure
he already is with Ecuador. I don't know if they're an enemy of the U.S. but I imagine they are since
I imagine they're
so
impartial
quickly.
More than
maybe well, though but they took him. Like, if you take somebody who is an enemy of your state, you're probably their enemy, I would imagine.
Well, what if there's a... Nah, I don't know. There are multiple nations that are kind of like, eh, we're impartial.
But it's a
to
lot of responsibility
going
to take
on.
It's that basically you're giving the middle finger to the U.S. saying, fuck you, we'll take him.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ecuador has a... It's probably...
Within, I don't know.
Well, within their reasons. They probably have a list of reasons why
right.
they do it.
I just don't know anything about that nation, so I can't speak on it, really.
I mean, I can't either, but... I know the U.S. has meddled a lot in Latin American countries, so...
Yeah, exactly.
I'd probably
They've
say
meddled
that,
in everything, so yeah. We have many enemies, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, I mean... Yeah, I can see that they might have multiple reasons to probably do that. But...
Yeah.
I don't know if I was I don't know if I was Julian, man. I'd probably turn myself in.
Yeah, good luck.
Just be like, I'm taking a... You know, I would hope the U.N. maybe, like, appeal to... To the UN and say, hey, I don't think it's...
The UN is the U.S., bro.
Yeah,
we pay
but
the majority of money so that we have more control over the UN.
No, I know. It's kind of...
The U.S. is everything, man.
Yeah, I know. The UN is like one of those weird flexes, you know?
Yeah. We don't give a fuck about UN. they have no power over us.
Well, with Trump in the... Actually, this is a good move if he did this. With Trump on the fucking helm, right? So he can go to the UN and be like, look, if I go to Trump, he's going to fucking kill me or something. Or I mean, he doesn't have to be that dramatic. But like he can sort of use their anti-Trumpness to his factory, because then maybe they can say something like, "No, now we stand with Julian Assange because fuck Trump," you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. But I think the UN also tries to take an impartial stance on many like gray area affairs like that.
Mm-hmm.
The UN can take more hard stances on things that are clear, cut and dry, like crimes against humanity. But I think they tend to stay away from things like this because it's like
internal kind of thing.
Because like Julian Assange is like illegally published like classified documents.
Right. Right.
Well, I don't know if they were classified. They could have been declassified, but
sensitive,
it's like a gray
information,
area,
right?
You see. So I think they can't really take a hard line stance on that kind of thing,
mm-hmm,
because then that's a dangerous precedent. Because then you could do that with other nations, and it's not. Then the UN becomes less of a neutral body in many senses.
Well, then what's the point of the UN?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, they're kind of useless.
Well, no. I mean, if I agree. I think in any other instance, you know, had it not been Trump, I think maybe they would have taken that route. But with people being, I mean, he got laughed at while he was at the UN delivering his speech. I can't imagine that they wouldn't be a little bit sympathetic towards him at this point. Not Trump, I'm talking about Julian
Assange.
Yeah, so.
Well, Trump is kind of almost separate from this thing, though. Because Trump isn't even the guy who was pushing for it. Obama was the one who wanted Julian Assange.
Yeah.
Trump actually said he loved Julian Assange because he exposed Hillary's emails.
Right. At
you
the
know,
time.
Every time she got ahead in the polls, Julian Assange released something about her emails. So, you know, Trump, I love WikiLeaks. I love this WikiLeaks guy.
I love anything that leaks anything.
Yeah. And then as soon as they publish P-tape.
I hate leaks.
Yeah.
Yellow leaks, I lied, don't like them.
I never liked this Julian. He's always been a bad actor. Bad hombre.
Yeah, bad hombre. He hangs out with Ecuadorians. I don't like Ecuadorians. Worst food.
Yeah.
Dude.
Terrible people. Rapists, murderers.
Murderers. They're 90% of the caravan. They probably built the caravan. I mean, let's be real. You probably have thousands of people in one caravan. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. It's kind of, I don't know. I just feel bad for him because I know that Obama kind of, he was being kind of petty. But I can't understand. I can understand the position
it's
that he's
hard,
in,
though,
right?
Yeah. He's in a shitty spot, I think.
Yeah, if I was Obama, I mean, you get the Republicans would fucking nail you on a cross already. Like, they're already nailing you on a cross, but then if you don't go after an enemy of the state in terms of intelligence, you know?
Yeah. Like, I feel like Obama not president would have been for Julian.
Right.
But Obama president is like, he almost has a duty to still do it because...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all, I mean, I know that
I don't know.
Our intelligence agencies are still political, right? They're not political. Like, there are people in the government, in intelligence agencies that lean one way or another, right?
Well, everybody.
Sure, yeah. And the kind of thing is that I imagine he wants to be on the good side of some people. If your intelligence agency...
And he is just a duty.
What do you mean?
As a president, he's the leader of a nation. So if something is seen as illegal in your book of law, then you have to act on it, regardless of what your opinion is.
Yeah.
And you have to also trust the experts in your field and the people who advise you. You know, if the military is saying that Julian Assange is an enemy of the state, then you have to comply with them, right? If you're a reasonable person who listens to your experts and your advisors, then you would comply.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a like precarious position for citizens, right? Because citizens now it feels like there's a divide between the state and the citizenry, because the state has its own information and then the people, like some people actually liked that they had some transparency now with some of the WikiLeaks, right? They were like, oh, so this is what the government is doing with this information.
Right.
Like, oh, okay. Like it makes, well, now you see the internal machinations of what's going on.
Right.
And
it's finally like, okay, we're finally seeing behind the curtain.
Yeah.
This is why I hate politics, because I can't see behind the curtain.
Exactly.
But then when you get that little peep, then it's like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I
knew
and
these motherfuckers weren't good.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, but that's kind of the problem. I know Obama ran on a transparency platform, and yet,
yeah,
yet exactly. It's but kind now of like a 180, right?
Yeah, when you're when you're the guy who controls all these people who are the ones who make things untransparent, then they're whispering in your ear and saying, you know, they could be convincing him, you know, like the reason we have to do this is because, you know, we have to do these things, you know, in order to maintain power. You know, like you don't realize how much the government has to do shady shit to maintain our power.
No, I know that there's a level.
I bet it's hard.
Yeah, I know that there's a level of bureaucracy involved, right? So what I mean by bureaucracy is that there's a lot of internal windings and gears moving always. Even if there was no one at the helm, the gears would still be moving.
What's your point there?
So, like, for instance, a lot of people, what I'm tying it into is like the concept of the deep state. So, like, when people talk about
conspiracy terms already all the time though. Deep state.
Yeah. So conspiracy theorists.
It's like a word that almost makes me flinch just with the conspiracy guys.
Oh God.
So much.
Yeah. So conspiracy theorists talk about the deep state.
Yeah. What does that
you
mean?
Know? So the deep state is kind. Honestly, has always it's for lack of a better term, it's the bureaucracy. So by the bureaucracy, I mean the people that are in the machine at the federal state that occupy offices and have their own agendas typically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that whenever a new sitting president comes in, they're like, hey, this is how it is, man. Like, we got to run things this way.
Right. Like,
that's kind of the thing, but that's the bureaucracy. It's going to stay there because it's already a feature of our executive
exactly
branch.
And that's what I think might have happened with Obama in that situation.
Yeah, I mean it rolled over from Bush, right?
Yeah. And you can't change a whole enterprise, right? You're a one man. The president doesn't have that much power.
Yeah.
His power
No.
I think Elon Musk said it best. It's like you're a captain trying to steer a giant ship with a tiny rudder.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how much he could change. The NSA was already a giant infrastructure by the time Obama came into office.
But that's the thing. Usually a lot of these things roll over because of the previous president.
Yeah.
So it's like each president usually has something, has a legacy component.
Yeah.
They leave something behind.
Yeah. I think if Obama really wanted to, he might be able to disband it, but it might be worth more energy than it's... might take more energy than it's worth.
Disband what?
Like the NSA or some organization.
It would be
a major focus, probably.
Yeah.
And he'd have to be actively talking out against it and exposing it.
And here's the other issue. But here's the other issue. I know this is kind of conspiratorial, but the other issue is that you would effectively be kind of... shitting on your intelligence.
Yeah, exactly.
Agencies.
Exactly. And so you're stepping on people's toes, and that's going to look real bad.
Yeah, I know. And then if you go against your intelligence agencies, right? I mean, ideally, intelligence agencies like the CIA and FBI are tools for the executive branch, right? They're tools. They're supposed to
carry
out.
I
want
to be careful of you saying tools of the executive branch, though, because when that makes me think of Trump, it means a tool for Trump.
Well,
so the executive branch can be almost separate from the people. So really,
no,
every government body is a tool for the people in theory, you know, but
it's still political because the presidents appoint these people. Like it's,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many, well, maybe in the CIA, I don't remember which executive intelligence agency is congressionally elected. I don't remember which
one. Yeah, I don't know either.
Whatever, too much
politics is all new to me.
Yeah, I've been paying attention for a while, but it's kind of I don't know. I forgot the point. Oh, we're talking about Assange, right? And everything.
Yeah. Julian Assange.
I honestly don't know how to bring it full circle. I don't know. Oh wait, no, wrong one.
You suck at picking the right one.
That's the one I was looking for. Combo breaker. Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa. Combo breaker.
Was that the camera?
I think so, but
it's all good.
Okay.
Leave it.
So
it's a test.
Combo breaker. So yeah, let's 180. So what
Yeah.
So what's up? What else? What else do we got? Unless you got any final thoughts on Assange, I mean.
Let's see. Final thoughts on Assange. I think I like him. I like anybody that tries to expose the government for their atrocities and hold them accountable. I think he did a great sacrifice. I know he lives a shitty life now because of that.
Yeah.
So I respect him.
Same.
And I wish the best for him. I hope he finds a way to circumvent all this bullshit that they're going to put him through, probably.
Yeah.
He's going to have to be on his toes for the rest of his life. It's not a great way to live, but he's a martyr for us. He's a martyr for the people, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
I think he'll live on in legacy. I hope.
Yeah, I think he will. I think, I mean, they're probably already books, history.
Well,
books.
There's been movies already.
There you go. So he's already in the annals of history.
Yeah.
To
him, I hope it's worth it to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? We'll see. Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So, other? Do you have any more talking points, I guess?
I do.
Because I'm kind of like, I can go anywhere, man. I had a full can of Monster, dude.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah. I've been up since 6:30 in the morning.
He's charged up.
So.
Juan is ready to go.
Let me hear it.
Let's see. So, podcast topics.
Fucking thing sucks.
just give him some. Oh, wait. Oh, wait. No, not that one. Maybe that one.
Oh, shit, bro. I can't open my fucking topics.
Oh, wait, no, fuck. I got to label these, man. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You son of a bitch.
Wow, no apps can perform this action.
Oh, it's fine, dude. It's fine. You know what? Let's
stupid shit.
Cuff, dude.
Fucking thing really does suck.
Fucking thing sucks. We'll
God
do it live.
Damn it.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live.
Yeah, Bill, go off, King. Yeah, man, fucking... So what else was in the news recently that was...
There's more politics, man.
You know what? Hey, how about this? How about politics? This? So my old undergrad university, this student, she got kicked out. This became national headlines, but she got kicked out of of class because she was resting her feet on... In lecture hall, she was resting her feet on the... the chairs that they have there, the whatever.
Yeah.
And this is like an auditorium, and she called the campus PD. And
wait, who called
her
the
out.
Campus PD?
The professor.
Okay.
And this was a black student.
Wow.
So it already became an issue of race immediately. And this is a white professor and a black girl, and she was just like, I mean, she cordially like exited. But
right.
A lot of the students felt like it was kind of out of place for her to do that, the professor, to just...
This is an undergraduate?
Yeah.
How do you even kick people out of school at the college level? It's like, bitch, I pay for you.
Yeah, exactly.
You ain't kicking me out of my fucking class?
Yeah, I know. Totally. Like,
I would never leave a class in college.
You're like, I paid for this. My parents paid for this, bitch.
Exactly.
Especially
like,
if you pay out of pocket with loans and shit.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm paying
hell no, I'm
with
leaving.
Interest.
Yeah,
I would... I don't know what I would do in that situation because I've done that. I've actually gone into a lecture and like just had my feet up some
but not on the desk. That's a little disrespectful.
I mean, I don't know about on the desk. It's a lecture hall, so it's kind of like the
person in front of you, it's like a coliseum.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's you would
not
have somebody.
That bad.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But it became a whole thing because they're like, was this professor's like
racial motive?
How do we say it? The professor's reaction, was it racially
motivated?
Yeah. I mean, the student says that she apologized after the fact. So she said she wrote a letter to the professor and was like, and to the media saying, you know, I take some responsibility. I should have been a little bit more, I guess, respectful, I guess, of the etiquette in the class.
Right.
And the professor... I mean, she said it wasn't like racially charged thing, but I have a buddy of mine who works at the campus, and he was telling me that he's actually interacted with the professor, and the professor has an expectation of respect.
Right.
So,
yeah, I get a little bit annoyed by things like this because I get the girl being a little bit, you know, angry about the situation, but like to contact the media immediately to me is like,
well, somebody posted
why
does, it.
Why do you have to make everything a racial issue?
It wasn't her though.
Oh, someone else did her.
People posted it, and so she had to.
People
like,
are
say
way too quick to like ascribe meaning to something without actually understanding any of the underlying motivations.
So the context, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's very damaging to me because then it makes people not even want to deal with anyone who's a minority because they're just afraid that they're gonna get called out at some shit. That has nothing to do with any racial undertones or anything.
Yeah.
Like, people need to analyze this situation better, and they need to take things step by step. You escalate a situation as much as you need to.
Right.
You don't immediately go for the jugular. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So, I kind of get annoyed by those kind of things.
It's a little bit of, so you're saying maybe it's a little bit of give and take?
Yeah, and it sounds like the girl understood that. It's just someone else who just wanted to put a racial undertone on it, wanted to fucking go ham and get this teacher fired.
Like an outside observer, kind of.
Yeah,
like,
it's just these. Like, it's the whole movement we're in now. Immediately, everybody's fired. Oh, the cameras look like they're off. Shit. They've completely retreated.
<They're> like, it's like, they went flaccid, man.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out one day.
Yeah.
It's all good. We can just leave it one.
Oh, they have a plug-in, so you can plug them in for power.
Yeah. I wonder if they're out of battery.
I think they are.
You think so?
Yeah, because a lot of these things take...
like 30 minutes, that's it?
Probably.
That's kind of weak. Okay, it's all good, though. We'll figure it out.
Anyway, yeah. And it was kind of... yeah, it was weird. It was weird seeing my university. I don't know if they had any kind of controversial shit at your old university.
Yeah, racially?
Yeah.
There was one guy who drew a... art piece or something, I guess you should say.
Yeah.
That had depictions of like the KKK and the Confederate flag, and he was kind of, I forget what it looked like, but the meaning behind the picture was he was kind of showing how the Confederate flag represents KKK ideals and anti-minority things.
Right.
And it was a huge deal in the school, and they had a whole forum for it, actually. And it was kind of nice because they let him speak, and everybody had a chance to actually talk about the painting because it was racially charged. People had some issues with it, but they actually held a seminar. I'm like, this is the way you do it. You know, you don't go to the media and then blast somebody and then ruin their career. You have a discussion.
It's not hate, it's heritage. Just remember that.
Yeah, that's classic. Classic line.
How much is that? Is a lot of that is ignorance, isn't it? America doesn't.
Of course.
It's kind of funny.
Racism,
man,
in general is mostly ignorance.
Right. I mean, I think a lot of. I think me and Karina talk about this a lot because, we talk about like how, I don't know, she has a unique perspective.
She does, really.
Because
she's got such an interesting perspective.
Yeah. Unfortunately for her. Yeah. So she, anyway, like.
Maybe you can fill in why she does one.
Well, because.
What's her situation?
Okay. Her situation is unique because she's biracial, but she looks like her father. Like she's basically 70-something%. I guess maybe I shouldn't break it down. It's too much detail. But basically, she's biracial. So,
but she looks white. You
looks
would
like,
never think she's black. At
yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's like Blade. She's like a daywalker. You know.
Yeah, exactly. So the issue is that, but she grew up around like black culture because of her mom and because of her relatives. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
and she is black.
Like, yeah, I mean, she is genetically
crazily
black,
enough
like, more than you would imagine, you know what I'm saying? So she's got a unique perspective, and we talk a lot about how just different things, because we watch TV shows, and a lot of TV shows nowadays are dealing with race and stuff, and like there were some things she works in, you know, Georgia and with some families that are
don't
really
give
white.
Too much information.
Well, I'll just say that. But she works with people in Georgia that yeah. are you know, mostly white, you know, families.
Like affluent people, really affluent.
Yeah, yeah. And she was telling me how this one kid said, "That's racist," or something to her. But
who?
She to her.
But who? What kid?
Some little
where?
Kid. No, when? that she no, I can't give that much detail.
You're confusing me though. Like, what is okay.
I can't give that much detail, but yeah, like this, she was talking to this kid and this kid said, "That's racist," is something that's not racist.
And is the kid white? I mean,
yes,
what's the context?
The kid is white. Okay. So, and the kid said, "Yeah, that's racist," but she's like, "That's not racist." Like, and in fact, I think a lot of kids, even kids in our generation, or when our generation, we also kind of grew up saying, "That's racist," you know?
Right. Anything that mentions a race is racist.
right. And I think a lot of the connotation of racism is being overused, where, you know, people that actually went through racism and you know, let's say, like, your grandparents, you know what I'm saying, that actually went through probably, like, actual racism. Now, my grandparents and, you know, my parents, you know, that have gone through it, and your parents have gone through it probably.
Like,
and
real shit.
Like, real shit, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And to say that, you know, some little stupid comment that you're saying, mentioning a race, is racist.
Yeah.
And it's not. I mean, like, there's a certain...
It all depends on what it is, though, of course.
Well, my thing is more about how there should be a re-correction or correction of sorts of saying, like, what things are prejudice? Because you can correct prejudice for the most part.
What do you mean?
Like, prejudice is about having misconceptions about a group of people that aren't necessarily true. So it's more about believing in a stereotype as opposed to... you know, well, racism is like the extreme, where it's like every, like, my race is superior to another race, or you're looking down on another ethnic group or culture in that sense.
Okay.
That's my differentiator between the two.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people fall into the prejudice camp. There's a lot of people who are prejudiced, but might not be necessarily racist.
Okay.
So
sounds a little bit like semantics to me, but perhaps it's
but
useful.
It's an important differentiator, because the thing is, I think this kind of goes into the political sphere, because you get people who maybe it pushes off people who are saying, like the extreme liberals, right, who say that's racist, when it's like there might be some administrator who's saying something that's maybe insensitive but not necessarily racist,
right?
You know, like saying Asian students score better,
right,
in their
right.
tests or whatever, and
it's just a factual statement,
right? But there,
like, there's no an underlying analysis of why, like, it gets started right. to get racist when you analyze it, but just
right,
the
right,
fact
right.
on the surface can't really be racist,
right?
Because, like, a fact is a fact, right?
Right, right, and maybe that person carries a prejudice of Asian people being.
Sure,
like,
but you
smarter.
Can't. You cannot deduce any of that from that single statement.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You're
so
saying
I get. I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm with you. Yeah.
Okay.
I just think people get too anxious and quick to jump on something when it's like they need to think more logically. You know, there's steps and there's levels to these things. Like, you can say a factual statement, and it could skew towards something that you may not like, or that you understand there's more to that statement,
yeah.
but it doesn't mean that the fact at its surface level is wrong and or something.
Right, right.
You know, you have to be able to let the facts sit, you know, understand that they're true, and then you can provide further explanation or go in more in depth into something if you think there's an issue with it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. What's your opinion on these like race realist people?
You have to enlighten me. I don't even know that.
So race realists are like the. This is especially. This has been an obsession for, like, a lot of people on the right ever since Obama kind of.
Okay.
Became president.
Oh, I think I already see where this is going. Race realists, aka saying whatever the fuck we want based on stupid observations.
Based on statistics.
Okay, but yeah, give me a good
okay,
definition.
So this is kind of what you were saying. Like, what they say, it kind of mirrors what you were saying a little
yeah.
bit.
AKA just racist. But yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Racial realists. Yeah, they're changing the name again.
Yeah. They're trying to rebrand here.
Yeah, rebranding it.
So what race, quote unquote, realists say is that, you know, you look at IQ scores and they
say.
Yeah. So phrenology. I think maybe we talked
about that. This is already what I'm expecting, the quote unquote factual data.
Yeah. So, and then this is like this Spencer, what is his name? What's Spencer?
Ben Shapiro?
No. Spencer, what's
Spencer.
His name?
Spencer.
Some fucking guy named Spencer, man.
He
got
punched.
Man. He's like a neo-Nazi, basically.
Oh, I don't know.
He's got neo-Nazi beliefs.
Too extreme for me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this fucking dude was like, you know, people who want to build an ethno-state. People who say, like, white people should have their own country. Black people should have their own country. Everybody who looks different should have their own country.
Yeah, have fun with that. Imagine how boring that would be.
Oh, God. I think there's a reason why people like living in cities.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, cities are just so much better.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Hell fucking yeah, man. I take that over. Like, the country life is simple and shit, but let's be real.
Yeah.
The city offers so many more conveniences.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's more fun.
It's just more fun, man. Like, that's why people out in the country take like drug habits. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, right. Get drunk and shit.
Do meth.
Right.
You know. There's nothing stimulating. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing stimulating. You know. So
fuck a goat. That'll stimulate you.
Yeah. Just elevate. Just keep elevating the fucking. Just keep pushing the bar every time.
Fuck your cousin. That'll stimulate you.
You're like, oh shit! I know I shouldn't be doing this, but my cousin.
Right.
She's so fine.
Jenny Sue. Marianne.
Damn, maybe that's why, man. Maybe they just aren't stimulated mentally enough. So they start doing really out of the world shit.
Dude, I'm sure.
You just get bored with being around the same people.
Coming up with something, anything.
Yeah, man. Damn.
People got to have shit to do, man.
Yeah, I think the city is just... I think the city is probably the best invention. I really do think the future is with, like, city-states. Mm. Like, we're kind of going to go backwards a little bit, because I think...
Like, the city governs itself?
Yeah, like, the city is... Well, because before, and if you look at history, I think city-states were a lot more, like, common. Because the idea of an overarching, like, levels of... Well, for one, we couldn't support the level of government that we have today because we've supported like capitalism and stuff, and that's kind of brought on higher levels of government to be funded or whatever.
Yeah.
So in the city state, it's kind of you know, you just have a government that rules a city and that's about it, right?
So I kind of maybe could agree with that a little bit, but I think our world is getting smaller actually. So I think we have so many things that need to be standardized, like, because the world is so small, you can go to China in, you know, a day.
Yeah.
You can go to all these places, you know, within relatively short time frames, and you need standardization. So because of that, I think there won't be what you're saying. It's going to be more of an overarching government because the world is smaller.
Right. No, I agree with you in that sense that the effect of economic globalization will probably push us in that direction. You know, but I think cities will start, well, not cities, but people will start to get frustrated because, like, they're not going to be, maybe they might feel like there's too much overarching, like, rule from the top kind of thing.
That may be true, but I think that's the way it's going to go. Things have to be standardized to
a
level, right?
I agree. I think there has to be a level. People are always going to want a level of standardization, and at least
it's easier.
And commerce calls for that, I think, for the most part. Because, you know, you want to grease the gears a little bit to kind of make the flow of money easier, right? Have standards all throughout. So, I just think that people will probably flirt with the idea. I know that there are certain thinkers or people that are trying to experiment with different forms of government. For instance, like people putting cities on like platforms in the ocean.
We're getting silly now.
No, I'm not kidding. Like, there are actually people that want to do that.
Like, how is that gonna work?
Technologically,
your city just flips over.
No. Actually,
capsizes. My city capsized. I lost my home.
Lost everything. No. These are platforms that move with the ocean. So, but they're like
really advanced.
Yeah. The idea is that you want to be able to experiment with different forms of government, because right now we kind of stopped.
Why is that a different form of government? Sorry to stop you.
No. We can that gives us the freedom to experiment with different forms of government.
Oh, because you can build a whole city on untapped land, essentially.
Exactly.
That sounds super expensive. Who would fund that?
I think, well, for one, capitalists. Because if for instance,
private people.
Yeah. So if for instance, well, because like for one, Microsoft, I think, bought a whole fucking town. In Arizona or something.
You know what I've just discovered?
What's up?
You can buy an island for $300,000.
Really?
Isn't that fucking amazing?
That is amazing.
Like, a normal person could afford that.
Yeah. In the lifetime, you could.
Yeah,
I mean, in
you
a
could
lifetime,
easily buy an island.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt.
But that kind of gives you an idea of, like, you know, people. Well, the thing is, government right now as we have it is landlocked. Mm-hmm. Everything is landlocked. You cannot start a fucking government anywhere because there's some already claim to a piece of land. So what these venturing capitalists want to do is actually start like cities on like platforms and shit.
Just to kind of really expensive.
Well, because they want to play with the idea of, you know, what does a city look like without, you know, regulation or without, you know what
good
I'm
luck.
Saying?
The thing is, if you start
a fully automated city, like, you know, what does a fully automated city look like? What does a city with no labor look like? You know, what does that
I feel like it'd be cheaper just to buy an island.
Oh, hell yeah.
Why would you go through all that?
Because I think,
like, you'd probably have to invent new technologies.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Sounds extremely expensive.
But then again, I don't know, man. I'm not a capitalist, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not one of these people, man. I don't know. Maybe we should have some of those people on. Maybe talk about
yeah, this. It'd be cool, but I'm highly skeptical of how that would go down.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, so am I. But I hope that I kind of agree with the argument that we should have a little bit more experimentation because we're kind of stuck.
Yeah, we do feel a little stuck, don't we?
Yeah, we are. Like politically.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm
thought.
That's what I'm
we're kind of
thinking.
Stuck on in. We haven't necessarily integrated technology mm-hmm. into our government.
We're you know, trying, we're but it's going to be a slow process, I think.
Yeah, but that's why I'm like, there needs. To, that's what I'm saying. Like, there needs to be kind of a, yeah. I mean, people
a push.
Are. Yeah, people are afraid of technocracy, and I get it. But you know, we need to at least experiment. And the way, but it goes back to the bureaucracy of things and the deep state. And how, you know, it would be really hard to do something like that. In our current form and structure, right?
Yeah. We don't like change. Change is tough.
It's a lot of institutional inertia, yeah.
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 It makes sense, though. You don't want to make frivolous changes and uproot your whole system.
Exactly. I mean, if it's working, right?
Yeah.
So.
But the thing is, it usually isn't working for someone. So we're trying to fix it to make it work for that someone without destroying everything else.
Right. Yep. So, damn, why are we always talking about politics, man?
I know. It's a little heavy on politics this time around, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's... I wish we could just not talk about politics, but Trump is kind of...
Yeah.
Trump likes to make it all about him, doesn't he?
Yeah. But I think it's okay. I think we should just talk about whatever we feel, you know?
Yeah, you hear that? No, I'm just kidding. You hear that, people?
We shouldn't contrive ourselves by trying to limit ourselves to something. But we could mix it up a little bit, you know.
Yeah, man.
Talk about some
because I love
shit.
Talking about culture and shit. Not necessarily about politics. Cause
yeah.
I'm jaded from politics.
Yeah, I'm a little bit too, but I try not to be too jaded. I got to keep active. It's important to do something about it.
No, yeah, I think, my hands are tied, obviously. I have different plans for my life than to just be involved with politics.
Yeah, I want to touch and go as much as I can, but you know, sometimes you gotta fucking.
Dude, I would hate to be a politician, man.
I know, it'd be horrible life.
I would really fucking.
I'm
hate
campaigning and I think, bullshitting my way through life.
I think I would be good. Like,
you think?
I think I would be good. I have some sensible platforms that I can take. Like, well, especially allowing more people, huh?
So that's the problem.
What do you mean?
You have sensible platforms. You got to be batshit these days to have any kind of qualification.
Win. I know, right? Go to the extreme.
Yeah.
We should fucking, like, for one, like, I think, like, I think all states should probably just legalize.
What, marijuana?
Yeah.
We're getting to that, I think. I know, Canada just, the entirety of Canada just legalized weed.
I know. Michigan.
Like, it's a matter of time, bro.
You know, fucking
Washington, D.C. has got decriminalized weed, I think, at least.
Yeah. Colorado actually elected
their
first.
It's coming, man. It's coming. Well, this is the shift.
I was going to say Colorado elected their first openly gay governor.
No shit. They're like, just super liberal. I love Colorado.
Colorado's crazy, man. I love it, man. It's kind of crazy because I know that I've friends there that say that the state is very, it's kind of liberal, but it's a little bit, it's like liberalism removed from any like
businesses.
Because there's no minorities there, basically.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's like minorities are kind of this thought in people's heads. Like,
right.
They're out there struggling somewhere.
Maybe that's why they're so liberal, because they haven't had to deal with minorities.
that's why all the southern states are Republican, right? Because they deal with minorities. It's like, let's get them out of here, man.
Right.
They're too
sick
much.
Sick of these motherfuckers.
These people are too damn much, man. We got to get them the fuck out. Yeah, damn. What's in the culture, man? What's going on in the culture?
The culture.
Yeah, what's going on in the culture?
You mean like hip hop? Or you mean like
general,
what?
Dude? Culture, man. Culture.
I don't know, man.
I'm trying to think of what's going on. Like, ooh.
It's all good. My phone's very robust. Just drop my phone for the listeners. That quality content right
Hell
there.
Yeah. No, I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe I'm a little slow because
I thought you were juiced, Juan.
I am juiced.
With your
crashing, man. I'm just
beaver
crashing,
drink over there. You got a little beaver koozie on your monster.
This is a.
Is that a woodchuck or
it's a,
what is
that? Yeah, it's a Texan symbol of pride.
That's a goofy pride symbol.
It's a whatchamacallit? Bucky's.
I've never heard of a Bucky.
Bucky's is like a famous gas station in Texas. So it's kind of
you redneck as fuck. Well,
hell yeah, man. That's what I'm saying, you know. Actually, I don't know that many. The Texan accent is a little strange.
Yeah. It's not like typical Southern.
It's not.
Like, it's Texas is its own breed, man. Like, they're the South, but they're like a derivative of the South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really are. Like, culturally, I think.
Y'all are your own fucking thing.
Because I know that so is any other state. Like, Louisiana Southern is also strange.
But it's just you guys, man. It's like Louisiana and Texas are like their own fucking breed of shit.
You don't think, I mean, Georgia's also, well.
Nah,
Alabama,
Georgia's like
classic
Southern. Alabama's classic Southern.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But just different levels.
Yeah.
But in Alabama and Georgian would get along great.
Yeah.
They're not that different.
Oh, true. If you put an Alabaman
with a Georgian, they'll be in the same like realm.
Yeah,
Alabama will just be a little bit more hillbilly.
Yeah, probably.
But it's, you know, not that crazily different.
True. Yeah, because I
Texan,
think
they're like, what the fuck are you?
Yeah. True, man.
You're Southern, but
fucking weird, man. I think because we used to be our own country before.
Yeah, is that what really happened?
Yeah, we were.
Is that
Texas
the Alamo shit?
That's kind of the Alamo has to do with like Texas fighting for its independence, basically fighting for its independence from
Mexico,
Spain, and Mexico, or whatever.
Okay.
And the Alamo was kind of like the last stand. They they knew, the people defending the Alamo knew they were going to die, but they did it anyway.
Mm.
And that's a symbol of sacrifice and pride. I mean, not for me. Those are my ancestors dying, you know. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. Nah, actually, nah. None of my ancestors were there. Mm. There's families in Texas that have been there fucking years, man. But they're already so whitewashed.
Yeah. Like, no one remembers anything after, like,
like, that's why you see a lot of that's why you see a lot of Hispanic people that are, like, legitimately, like, have forgotten, don't even know Spanish or anything. They say their last names, like Ted Cruz, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Ted Cruz type people. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah.
He's far gone. Like, he's a bootstrap motherfucker.
His family moved from whatever fucking country to Canada and then moved back to, well, moved to the States. To Texas specifically. Mm. What a shapeshifter, man. I fucking hate Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about
it. I hate those dudes that are always like, I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. Like, they had no help.
Oh, I feel like, I hate
those
dudes.
Fuckers are so full of shit.
Yeah, I do. I
and they just completely forgot where they came from. Hey,
I think
good
I get
them,
it, though. I think I get
that
it.
Delusion.
I think I get it because for them, they had to, you know, you don't get a lot of help when you live in isolation.
Yeah.
And you're like, I did this on my own.
Right. But everybody has help. No man is an island.
Oh, it's easy to see that when you live like in a city with people and everything and you grow up in a society of like people always constantly helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, arguably getting paid for it, but still like they're helping each other.
Yeah.
And but people out in the country and shit, they're like, I had to do everything myself, you know.
Right. But they didn't.
I mean, yeah, but that's kind of the, I get the mentality. I can kind of see how you come to that position.
Yeah.
If you live in isolation, you literally have to do everything for yourself and don't have to rely on anybody. And you're like, why can't everybody do this?
Right.
It's like, no one is that, no, for one, no one has the opportunity to do what you do. Number two, who wants to be forced in a situation like that? It sounds fucking miserable.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I just don't like their attitude.
Yeah, I don't like them either, man. But that's why I think I'll always live in a city. And even if I don't live in a city, I would live out in the country that's like in the Pacific, you know, coast.
Yeah.
Where they're a lot more liberal and like Oregon or something or, you know, Washington. And
right.
Well, I heard Oregon has like Nazis and shit too, but.
Really? They're probably sick of all those fucking Portland kids, hipsters. They're like, fuck it, we got to do something about this.
Dude, you know.
Time to break out the Nazi uniforms.
You know what's crazy? Yeah, I know, right? Just decrease the property value.
Yeah. Like,
well, time to put on that Nazi uniform.
It's the great balance of the world, Juan.
Yeah, man. No, I heard Oregon's kind of cool because I think they do an annual naked bike run.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Do you know that?
No, they're so
they
out
do
there.
A marathon. Yeah, they do like a marathon of just naked bike riding.
That sounds horrible.
Well, unless you have supermodels there.
Oh,
you know.
Well, that's wishful thinking.
But
it's
gonna
be just 1,000 dudes out there looking to see tits. Where are they at? Where
well,
are they at?
You know, I think boobs don't look that graceful when they're
that's
running.
That's true.
They're kind
that's
of just,
true.
Like, flopping.
Yeah.
You know, everything moving.
But a boob is a boob. One, you're gonna look.
Yeah,
an ass. You're gonna look.
I'm gonna look, but I kind of appreciate it because I think that's.
Plus, how do you run with a boner? That's kind of annoying.
I think it hurts.
Or ride a bike with a boner.
I've done it.
That sounds terrible.
I've run. Don't ask how.
But maybe you get more aerodynamic.
Don't ask why I ran with a boner, but I did.
I hope you weren't chasing anyone. And that's how you met Karina.
Somebody called the cops. Somebody called the cops and just like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
No. I commend them because I think that's the only fucking place that I've heard of in America that does something like that. You know what I mean?
It sounds like
anybody
illegal.
Else, right?
Sounds
that?
Illegal.
like you're like it
nude
sounds,
in public.
Yeah, dude.
Public
like
nudity.
The city. Like literally, the city makes an event out of it.
I guess it's easier to get away with illegal shit when you have a whole group that does it.
Oh, I mean, come on, man. That's the whole point
that's
of
like,
society.
Yeah, because that's like the 420 fest, the 420 festivals in Georgia I used to go to.
Yeah.
I was always like, how's this legal? And I would ask people around. They're like, well, it's not. They're like, they just kind of turn the other cheek. And the police see it as a waste of resource. Like, they had security there. Meanwhile, you have a bunch of people just getting high all in the park.
Wow, dude.
And I'm just like, they figured it out. You just need a giant group of people to do something illegal.
They can't get all of us.
Legal, yeah. It's like they can't get them all. And the security guards are just like, fuck it.
Hey, we're paid by the venue, so we're not.
Yeah, they're like, we're satisfied.
Yeah.
I just, yeah, it's really interesting how that works, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you had a giant murder festival where you just murdered a couple people.
People have agreed to murder each other here,
right,
beyond this point. If you cross this line, you agree to be murdered.
And the police are like, well, it's a waste of resources.
Well, yeah, I wish things were like that a lot more.
But, it's funny how morality is subjective. Depending on the group,
number of
how
people.
Many people there are.
Yeah, you get to define the rules, man.
Right.
And you have a large group of people.
Yeah, man. It's kind of crazy. It's how Hitler came. You know, it's crazy how that works.
Yeah.
Majority, man. Rules.
Hell yeah. Majority rules. But yeah, I would want to go to that, though. The run.
Really?
Yeah.
Balls flapping. In the wind?
I'd want to see it at first and maybe partake as an old man. As an old man, as a youngin? Nah.
As a youngin?
As a youngin? Nah, I can't do that, man. Can't do
Wait,
that.
You just want to creep?
I mean, I would want to see what it's all about. But then maybe next year I might go, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe when my kids are out of college and I can...
So you want to be all those old guys that just loves being naked?
Freedom. That's really freedom.
That is
real.
American freedom right there.
Can you imagine if you're running naked and then with a gun strapped to your back? It's America right there. Just a decade, just fucking.
Yeah, that'd be the Texas naked run.
Yeah, I'm exercising my rats.
Right.
Wink, wink.
It'd be an AK-40 or AR-15 strapped to their back.
And then wear a bow tie.
And a 10-gallon hat.
Bow tie. No, yeah, bow tie, 10-gallon hat, and just be like, and then, of course, the gun on your back, and just be like, I'm classically liberal. I'm liberal. I don't wear any clothes. I'm free.
Right, a Texas liberal.
Yeah, I'm a Texas liberal. That's right. Actually, dude, fucking Austin could do something like that. I bet you anything, yeah.
Because they're the most liberal in Texas, aren't they?
Yeah, I think. Well, Austin's like, I wouldn't say so. I mean, a Texas Democrat is kind of... And in any other place would be a conservative, I think.
Mm.
Would be regarded as a conservative. But
mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think for the most part, yeah, it's kind of fairly liberal. But so is any other city like Houston, San Antonio, whatever. Damn, Georgia kind of sucks, right? Because you guys only have Atlanta.
Yeah.
Athens doesn't count?
I was going to break up a topic on that, but I think we're cutting it close on time.
Oh, shit. You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe we should even wrap it up.
Yeah, let's do that. All right. You know what? I got a very special closing audio to this, and it's this. Oh wait, no, not that one. Oh, that's to censor ourselves, by the way. So if you want to be like, yeah, I told that to him.
I don't censor myself. Fuck that.
What'd you say?
I said fuck that. Don't censor me.
Yeah, I control it, man. I'm gonna no, anyway, I went ahead and got this one because this was included in my little audio clipping here, but this is how we're gonna close it out.
You're building it up, come on.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?